choice. Turn off the light. Thanks for tuning in to Aggregate Sound on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Change it had to come. We knew it all along. fly behind the door.
So long, girl, and with the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that little friend of mine take off. off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other sticker valentines, 'cause I don't know if you are loving somebody. I only know it isn't mine. World is killing you, oh Allison. My aim is true. Well, I see you got a husband now. Baby, leave your pretty fingers lying in the wedding cake. You used to hold him right in your hand. I bet it took all he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. I think somebody better put out the big light, 'cause I can't stand to see you this way. Allison, I know this world is killing you. Oh, Allison, my aim is true. My aim is true. My aim is true.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
what you hope to find. I'll tell you what you've got to lose.
Kiss. We like this. WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
WRCT Pittsburgh, meaty and full of flavor since 1949.
Well, it happened yesterday just after we were done filming our Thursday show. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson has been confirmed by the Senate 53-47. She will be the first black woman on the Supreme Court. It is a major deal, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it today because we've basically spent the time already. We've talked about her background. We've talked about her qualifications. We've talked about some of the most disgusting confirmation hearings that we've seen. We've talked about Republicans saying they're not going to vote for her without really being able to explain why they're not going to vote for her. We've talked about all of it, and now she's been confirmed. And indeed, it was a 53-47 vote. It was the 48 Democrats, the two independents that caucus with Democrats, and the three Republicans that we knew were going to support her because they said so. And that was Senator Mitt Romney of Utah, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Senator Susan Collins of Maine. No other Republican supporting one of, if not the most qualified Supreme Court nominees in as long as I've been covering Supreme Court confirmation hearings. And when compared to the nine justices on the court up until now, as qualified as any of them. So congratulations to her. We knew she'd be confirmed, and now the next battle is going to be what happens if Joe Biden gets another pick after the midterms and Republicans have taken control of the Senate. Mitch McConnell was asked sometime in the last 24 hours, if you guys take the Senate in November and Joe Biden gets another pick, would you even hold confirmation hearings? And Mitch McConnell declined to answer. And it's the same partisan nonsense we've been talking about for a long time. So that's it for now. The right decision made. Judge Jackson will soon be Justice Jackson on the court. This is also a bit of good news. The Department of Justice is finally going to start a formal investigation into Donald Trump's 15 boxes of records that he had secreted away at Mar-a-Lago before they were turned over to the National Archives. The Washington Post reporting, the Justice Department has begun taking steps to launch an investigation into former President Donald Trump's improper removal of presidential records to Mar-a-Lago, some of which were labeled top secret. Remember, we couldn't vote for Hillary, or we shouldn't, because she couldn't be trusted with secret information. Trump's flushing documents, incinerating documents, eating documents, hiding away documents at Mar-a-Lago. The people who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss an ongoing investigation said the probe remained in the early stages. It's not yet clear if the Justice Department officials have started reviewing the materials in the boxes or if they are seeking to interview those who might have seen them or been involved in assembling and moving them. The news comes as the department faces increasing political pressure to disclose its plans. On Thursday, House Oversight Chairwoman Carolyn Maloney, Democrat from New York, accused the Justice Department of obstructing her committee's investigation into the 15 boxes of records that Trump took with him. So, number one, it's about time. Number two, this is nothing other than step like 0.1, but at least it's something, and we'll see if and where it goes anywhere. And then again, I mean, I gave you some of these numbers during previous investigations into Trump. With Watergate, it was 783 days from the break-in to Nixon's resignation. And even then, it was only that quick because Nixon resigned. Here, we have a situation where Trump is no longer president, and we are only in the early stages. It could be a very, very long time. Iran-Contra, from Reagan announcing the investigation to the end of the congressional investigation, was 254 days. These things do take a long time. I don't have high hopes. I don't believe Trump is going to do a day in prison. You guys already know I think that. But it does look that, you know, even in the best cases where something provably wrong was done, it still takes a really long time. Merrick Garland's got to get his act together. And as a reminder, Joe Biden should have nothing to do with this, and he's not getting involved. That's